It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. And how I love that Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Isn't that the way?
It sounded real good. So, hey, folks, thanks for joining us today on Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick, Sharon Jackson. We have Tom Maloney here, and we have some special guests. Guests that are going to bring us tasty things, and guests that are going to just quench our thirst. And today we have is from MasterChef out of Merrillville. We have Michelle. Hi, Michelle.
How are you, Nick? And that's Master's Q.
Oh, Master Q.
That's all
right. I'm the chef.
Yes, you're the chef, Nick.
Master Q, and I should know this. And how do you pronounce your last name again?
It's Elam.
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 So we got, and your husband's name is Ike, and that's who I've been talking with. And Ike seems like a really cool dude.
He is. He's really nice. Most of the time.
Most of the time. Know, yeah. Well, you're back there with all that good food. You got to be jovial.
Absolutely. He keeps me happy. You think it's, you know how they say the way to a man's heart is through his stomach?
Yeah.
That's not true. That's the way to my heart.
Well, maybe the way to his heart is Steve, our brewmaster from Crown Brewery, which has a bunch of beer.
Yeah,
yes.
That could be. If it's not food, it's going to be beer then.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, Nick. Thanks for having me back.
Hey, Steve, can you pronounce your last name again?
Sure, Mazalewski.
You see, I knew I had to leave it up to you. So what we're doing this week on Let's Eat, we're going to talk barbecue and we're going to talk beer. And Steve's got some really great promotions that he's going to bring up. And Michelle's going to tell us maybe some of her secrets. So first of all, Michelle, give us a little bit of your background. Oh, well, before we go on to that, what we want are callers to call in.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. And we want them to call 769-9557 and get a chance to win.
It's actually 9577.
You know, I wrote it down here, too.
It's all that beer.
Yeah.
And I got to go back and cook.
It's only just begun.
Yeah. So
it is good. It
yeah.
is good. I'm so, glad you guys are here.
Yeah, and I'm glad everyone's here. And you know what? We're going to give out gift cards for Chef Nick's Eatery. And Steve, tell us what we have for the listeners if they call in. Something really big from
Crown
Brewery.
This is nice. Tomorrow at the Lake County Fairgrounds, we're doing something called Region Gourmet, where we have invited some select restaurants and breweries in the area to participate, where the people going are going to pay $49 and get unlimited sampling of food and beer. Journeyman Distillery is going to be there. We're going to have Tavern on Main, Burnham Brewing from Michigan City, Three Floyds is going to be there, Asparagus, and Doc Smokehouse, along with another of people. So what we're going to do is, to a caller, we're going to give away two tickets. This is tomorrow from 5 to 10 at the Lake County Fairgrounds in the 4-H building. So give a call in, and we'll get your information, and you'll get will call tickets at the door.
I think that sounds great. So call in to 9577. That's 769-9577. Give us a call and get a chance to win tickets to Chef Nick's Eatery or even the bigger prize from Crown Brewery. So, Michelle,
yes.
I've been at your restaurant a few times.
Yes.
And I tell you what, the first time I got a pulled barbecue pork sandwich, and I started nibbling at it, and by the time I turned around to go eastbound, it was done, and I made sure I texted your husband and told him it was really, really good.
I love it. I love it.
And the second time was yesterday, and I got the taco brisket.
Yes.
And that was delicious. And
yes.
I tell you what, I ate that when I was sitting there, and I think it only took them a few minutes to come out and see me, and it was already gone.
Awesome.
So the food there is really good.
That's what I love to hear. We love to hear that.
And as I walked up to your establishment, I could smell the smoke.
Awesome.
Outside.
Awesome.
So tell us a little bit about your background.
Okay. First of all, you guys, I'm so excited to be here with everyone. I'm so excited. But hubby and I actually started, he actually started smoking all types of meat from our home. I am the concoctor. That's what I would like to say. I am the person who put the sauces together to bring out that on your palate, you know, to say, ooh, that tastes so good. I have this saying with him. I tell him, baby, food is so good. You know that saying, it tastes so good you don't want to slap your mama? And I go, don't slap your wife because we will slap you back. But it's that good. Like, really, it's that good. But we started off at home. And it got busy and busy and busy and busy and busier and busier.
What kind of business were you? You were doing things like catering?
We were cooking. We were actually catering and started cooking at home, where people were coming to our home wanting to eat all the time, picking up food, because hubby was posting all type of things on Facebook. So he had a huge following. So we had complete strangers literally popping up at our house looking for the restaurant. So I told hubby, you got to get this out of my house. It's too many people coming and going. And boom, voila.
And you're smoking at what, Outback?
Outback. We have four. He has four big, huge barrels, like the back-in-the-day big barrels.
Yeah, the big metal barrels.
Yes, the metal barrels. And he does the brisket. He does the pulled pork. He does ribs. He
chicken?
Does chicken.
I know. I opened up the smoker and walked in.
Oh, my goodness. The chicken. You guys, we have... Okay, my favorite is, first of all, the rib tips. I'm mouth-watering. I love the rib tips so much, and I'm a spicy person. Whenever you guys get the chance, please come out to Master Q. We're located
right on 30.
Right on 30.
Right in front of the Arc Pet Store.
Yes, yes. Can't go wrong. Come out there. Ask for me. Please let us know that Chef Nick, as long as you come in and say that Chef Nick sent you, you will get a
You
15,
won't get turned around. Turned
you won't
away.
Get turned away, and you will get 15% off your order.
That's that good. Sounds really okay? good. You smell this place? Steve, you smell the studio?
It's smelling really good. And I just had a piece of a hot link that was the outside was crisp. It had that nice little crunch to it. Yeah. And then the inside was incredibly juicy. And I want to go back for more. And now that you said the rib tips are your favorite,
yes.
I hope there's some left when I get back over there.
We
got
too.
Now Tom's getting going. I see Sharon's up there. Now the things
you
are
going to
get. Yeah, I know. Well, I tried. I tell you what, I was when I walked in, I saw that smoker, and that has to be one expensive, cool
yes.
piece of equipment.
Yes, it is. The day we had that smoker delivered, it was almost like giving birth. Seriously, that was our
How'd
baby.
You get in the door?
They figured out a way through the back, through the back door that they were able to, like, cut the door
Oh, really?
Open, and then they finished with the construction. They had to leave it open and then get the smoker in there and then finish rebuilding to make sure that it got in there smoothly. But that's where all the great cooking comes from, lovely smoker. But we also have a huge barrel in the kitchen also.
Yeah, I saw that.
So you get the best of both worlds.
I saw that. You have a barrel that's cut open in half like a grill.
Yes.
And he does the burger. I think you do burgers on there and things
burgers, the tips and everything.
On there. And then I saw the big smoker.
Yes.
And he opened up the doors, and I just saw racks of half chickens
yes,
in there.
Yes.
And then I walked in, and he closed the door behind me.
Yep, see? But it was a great memory.
You know what? And I got full.
There you go. That's all that matters.
You know, that's how it is. You know, I go by Crown Brewery. I visited Steve before. And, again, I mean, the equipment they use just for their brewing their beer.
Okay.
All shiny, all new.
All everything's stainless steel, but we have the luxury of a large overhead garage door, so we don't have to cut doors open to fit equipment. We just added another 15-barrel fermenter that I filled for the first time today, actually, before I came here. So that's going to increase our production by about 25%. We'll be able to not run out of our favorite beers for our clientele as often as we have. So it's going to fill a void, and it's going to allow us to all make more beer and better beer.
Okay.
Michelle, you're fairly new business. I mean,
yes.
With
brand,
the storefront.
Brand new. Yes.
Yeah, brand
30
new. 30 days.
30 days.
You know, and I was in there yesterday, and you actually had some traffic going through there.
What hubby tries to do, you guys, we do
And his name
lot
is Ike, so don't walk in and call him hubby.
Hubby, please don't. Please don't, because I will give you that mean look. No, I'm just kidding.
You won't get your 15%.
Right, right. It's revolt. But yes, Ike, I forgot my train of thought, you guys, but I'm serious. The food is so good. That's all I really want to talk about.
It smells amazing.
Oh, this place is, you know.
You guys,
it's
she's
just filled
trying
up
some
with smoke.
Greens.
Yeah. Awesome.
Sharon's trying some greens. I'm looking at her plate right now. She has a little mac and cheese. Mm-hmm. She has a hot link. She has the It looks like a jerk wing, and I'm not sure. Is that the brisket?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
She has the brisket, you guys. Oh,
yeah. Folks, call in 769-9577, and Michelle will answer all your questions about smoke. And Steve will tell you about beer.
She's washing it down with some, we call it our witch's brew. This is actually our pumpkin ale, which is one of the best pumpkin ales on the market. I hear it all the time. I've actually darkened it with a beer-based coloring agent. So it's a black pumpkin ale. Ooh. But then I cold brewed pumpkin spice coffee and added that concentrate to the pumpkin ale. So it's actually a black pumpkin with coffee added to it. And it might not be the best pairing for some of the barbecue dishes here, but it's a delicious beer on its own, for sure.
Tell us what you brought and what you think would be a good pairing, Steve.
I would think the macaroni and cheese would pair very nicely with this just because of the spiciness, and then you got the creaminess of the cheese.
Awesome.
So I'm going to try a bite of that pretty soon.
And you know what? What beers did you bring?
I also have our Oktoberfest, which is a traditional German lager. Very light and thirst-quenching, a little bit on the malty side with just a kiss of hops to balance that malty sweetness. I also have our Neapolitan Stout. Now, we have brewed a milk chocolate lactose stout. So there's actually a portion of lactose added to the beer.
Uh-huh.
Lactose is unfermentable sugar, so the yeast doesn't turn it into alcohol. What lactose does to a beer is actually going to increase its body.
I won't tell you what lactose does to me.
Right.
But. Well, you might want to avoid that one then.
Really?
Yes. It will. If you're lactose intolerant, it will upset you.
Okay.
But I've actually added a strawberry reduction to it for strawberry flavor. I use real vanilla flavor, and we use cocoa nibs for chocolate flavor. So it's a Neapolitan stout. It has all the flavors like you would have an ice cream, and it's quite scrumptious. More of a dessert beer for sure, and it is pretty heavy. I also have brought today our Special Forces IPA, which is our best-selling IPA. Really hoppy, really good and drinkable. And there's one more, which is our English Toffee Coffee Cake Java Porter.
I'm going to have to try that one.
So this one is our Industrial Porter, which is one of our house beers, and I cold brew English Toffee coffee and add it to it, and it's another dessert beer, but absolutely delicious.
That sounds delicious. Isn't it?
It's like nothing, you know, what happened to the day where everything was brewed out of a bathtub?
Right.
Those days are long gone.
You're like a chemist over here, Steve.
There's breweries popping up all over. I think there's over 6,000 breweries now in the United States, which is more than there's ever been at any time in our history. You know, back in the old days, there was breweries in every small town, but it was the perfect circle. You know, the farmers would grow the barley and sell it to the brewers. The brewers would malt it and make beer out of it and sell the beer back to the farmers. And these are the days before mechanical refrigeration, so
right.
Beer did not travel well. It would spoil before it was bad. So every town had its own brewery. And before Prohibition, I think the peak of breweries was maybe like 5,400 breweries in the United States. And we have now surpassed that. So
Wow. It's
a pretty exciting time.
Yes.
Michelle, tell us some of the items you brought for us to try.
Today I brought you guys some collard greens, mac and cheese. I bought, I believe, 4 different sauces that we offer for our meat. I bought a jerk sauce, a mild sauce, the south side sauce, I believe, and then hot sauce. We do have a few other sauces that we carry at the restaurant.
And you make them from scratch?
We make not everything from scratch. That south side sauce is strictly from the south side.
So what is that like?
The south side sauce is a little thicker. For me, I would like to say it has a little bit more of a tangier, vinegarier taste to give you that extra little, like I said, that little pop.
Yeah, yeah.
But then I also like to mix it. If you know that you like spices, if you put like a drop of the jerk sauce in there, my goodness. You talk about the wonderfulness, yes, that happens in your mouth. I also got you guys some brisket. We have some pulled pork for you to try. We have some rib tips for you to try.
What type of wood are you using to smoke the meats?
Now, hubby, I'm sorry, Ike. Yes. Ike uses, I can't tell you that secret,
Is it hickory, maybe?
It's a combination.
Okay, a secret combination
of wood. It's a secret combination. I can tell you this. One of them is a log.
Yeah.
It grows on trees.
And I spoke to him, and he said that He was explaining his smoker to me, which was cool. It's a gas smoker.
Yes.
To begin with.
Yes.
And you put the logs in.
Yes.
And the logs have a little bit of moisture to them.
Yes.
Not much. And it times it to burn it, to smoke it, and it'll come off when it's the right temperature. So it's automated.
Yes. But the trick to our little secret, when you're tasting the different flavors of meat with that smokeness, we have a little extra something that we do before we put it in there.
Oh, I'm sure you do. Yeah.
If you notice.
I'm sure
so
there's some prep going on.
We're going to soak it in.
Soak it, marinate it, or dry rub it
now,
or something.
Now, how long do you like? Okay, you smoke pork butts, right? And tell people, is the pork butt from the butt of the pork?
Yes, it is. The pork butt is the butt of the pork. We get a lot of people that come in because we have a candy, a pork candy, which is the pork butt. But a lot of people think that it's just the pork fat. Pork butt is almost the same thing as bacon, you guys.
Yeah.
That's it. It's the same thing as bacon. We like to have ours a little crispier. You have some people who tell us, okay, we don't want our edges that crispy, you know, a little softer, but it's smoked. That pork butt is probably smoked anywhere from 4 to 6 hours. His brisket can take anywhere from 12 to 16
right,
hours, depending
beef.
On the,
that's
yes,
a beef brisket.
Yes, depending on how big it is. The ribs, I've seen my husband smoke ribs, honestly, 6 hours.
Yeah.
So that they're just falling off the bone.
Yeah, I had the, like I said, the brisket taco, and I actually like a little bit of charred.
Okay.
I like that.
Yes.
I like things kind of charred,
me
a little
too.
Crispy on the top. I thought it was delicious.
Awesome.
The sauce I had, I just asked her to pick one that she liked, but it had a little bit of a spice to it.
Okay.
It was really, really good. I really enjoyed it. And you know what? It filled me up.
Good.
You know, it was really, really good.
Can I ask you, Chef Nick, what did you think of considering our prices compared to the portion?
I thought everything was in line.
Awesome.
I live out in the Lake of the Four Seasons, and definitely if you were closer, I know I would be going, because we're half, you know, not that I don't eat my restaurant, but we're half day on Saturday and we're off on Sunday. So usually on Sundays, me and my family, we try to go out and eat somewhere and do something like that, or we get a carry out. And, you know, that in the Four Seasons, that means you have to kind of travel out a little bit.
Right.
So, but tell us your hours.
We're open Monday through Thursday from 11:30 a.m. till 8 p.m. On Fridays from 11:30 a.m. until 10 p.m. I'm sorry, 9 p.m. On Saturdays from 11:30 until 10 p.m.
Wow.
And Saturdays from 12 to 6.
You mean Sundays from 12
to 6. Sundays, I'm sorry. Sundays from 12 to
6,
So
I can
yes.
actually stop in on Sundays.
Yes,
take
you can.
A little cruise out there.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
You'll
and
be seeing me because that's what I do on Sundays. I actually have to look for other places to eat.
Awesome. And we would love to have you and to see you again, Chef. Also, you guys, too, I want everyone to know, and please call in. I would love to hear your comments. Please call in. I would love to also let you guys know we're doing catering.
Right.
For the holidays. So for Thanksgiving and for Christmas. So if you're looking to just enjoy your family and have some good food, allow us to do your catering
yes.
for you.
769-9577. You know, call in. You have to talk on the show and talk to us.
Yeah, I had somebody that just called that did not want to talk to on the show. She was too shy.
Yeah,
but
you
Allie
need it.
From Cedar Lake. But uh-huh. I think she wants some barbecue and wants some beer and wants some Chef Nick.
No.
Eatery.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
Gift card.
But, you know, Steve has brought a great gift. Can you tell us again about that, Steve?
Yeah. Tomorrow, Crown Brewing is hosting something called the Region Gourmet, where we're taking some of the best restaurants in the area and a couple of extra brew pubs and other beverage manufacturers and at the Lake County Fairgrounds, and it's actually 6 p.m. till 10 p.m. Unlimited sampling. $49 gets you in the door. Journeyman Distillery is going to be there, Burnham Brewing, Three Floyds, Tavern on Main, which is right in Crown Point, Provincial, which is a startup Mexican restaurant on the square in Crown Point as well. We have a cupcake eatery, Doc's Smokehouse, and Small Town Coffee Roasters, asparagus restaurant. We're all going to be serving portions of food. There'll be lots of beer and lots of food. So who calls in wants 2 free tickets to attend this tomorrow night?
What a deal.
You can't go wrong.
Great night out.
We'll take your info down, and
then
your tickets will be at the door.
And you get some gift cards from Chef Nick's Eatery, too. awesome. You can eat on the way there or on the way out.
Yeah.
So, Steve, do you guys do like kegs?
Yeah, we do kegs to go. Yes, we do. We're in probably about 24 or so outside draft accounts that we maintain those lines and we sell beer. We're in probably close to 50 different liquor stores in the area as well. We just started branching out as far as Lafayette and maybe Muncie. So if somebody wants a half barrel or a sixth barrel to go for a weekend party or something, we can arrange that.
Hey, Michelle, tell me, what do you think your overall goal is?
Our overall goal is to obviously feed a lot of families, have our food in a lot of people's bellies, but to expand and have more restaurants. That's our ultimate goal. Ike started out cooking in Texas and in Louisiana, so he has a different little background that he brings to the smoking that he does also. So ultimately to grow, Chef Nick, definitely to grow.
Well, I you have a good starting point.
Thank you so much.
And, you know, sometimes, you know, it's better to keep yourself condensed to a certain product.
Yes.
And be very good at that product than to be all over the board.
That's what I'd like to say. I tell husband Ike all the time, let's just kiss. And he goes, let's kiss. And I said, let's keep it simple, stupid. So
I like that. And, you know, we had on a few weeks ago, we had Be Nutty Peanut Butter, and we asked him some questions. And, you know, they're expanding hugely. And their whole secret is to do, one thing and do it really, really good. Because I'd be honest with you, Steve, when I think about beer and Crown Point, I really never think about anyone but Crown Brewery. And what pops in my mind is that smokestack with that crown on it.
Yeah, right there, right off the square, right in Crown Point. We get lots of foot traffic, lots of bike traffic. We have people that come in our place almost every single day. Mm-hmm. And I often wonder what their wives think or something. And, you know, it's like, and it is great. We got a great following, and we're there. We're open 11 to 11 every day.
Every day. Awesome. And how many years have you been a brewmeister in the industry?
I started as an assistant apprentice in 1989, so this is my 28th year of brewing. I started full-time brewing in 1995, so 22 years full-time brewing.
So you learned on the job?
I learned on the job, yes. I was saving my money to go to Siebel Institute of Technology, which is the beer school in Chicago.
So you were serious from the beginning.
Yeah, I wanted to be a brewmaster since I was about 7 years old. And I got
Wait a minute.
Wow. Yeah. Some kids want to be an astronaut.
How did a seven-year-old want to be a brewmaster?
The story goes, my father was a beer can collector.
Okay.
In the 70s.
Right.
Everybody collected beer cans.
Right. I did when I was a kid, too.
And now, can you imagine? He was a 7th and 8th grade social studies teacher, and he had an extracurricular beer can collecting club. Now, can you imagine teaching beer can collecting to 7th and 8th graders these days? No, it wouldn't happen.
No.
So anyway, our family vacations would be touring breweries, and it left a huge impression on me as a young boy, smelling the wort boiling a block away. And, you know, back in the 70s, there weren't microbreweries or brew pubs.
No.
They were all fairly large industrial-sized breweries.
Exactly.
And the brewmaster, to me, was the guy in the white lab coat, walking around, taking readings and telling people what to do, and developing recipes and formulas and things like that. And I said, that's what I want to do when I grow up. So, and that was before brew pubs, and I was lucky enough to land an assistant brewing position in my hometown of Berwyn, Illinois.
Uh-huh.
It was the first brewery in the suburbs of Chicago called the Weinkeller, and it was a little German guy named Udo Hartung owned it, and I worked for him for a total of 10 years, and then moved on from there.
That's how you do it, because almost like my story, when I was a kid, I was the first kid to take home economics in the Maryville school system. In 7th grade, and I always wanted to be a chef since I was about 7th grade. And, you know, you always work into places and you learn things. And to be honest with you, you learn more when you have practical experience than when you have the book and the theories and how things are supposed to work. I mean, it's kind of nice to have that, but really
it's
stepping
more important
it and doing
hands-on.
It is hands-on.
Mm-hmm.
What did you do before this, Michelle?
Believe it or not. You guys, I have this passion for helping people continue their education.
Mm-hmm.
So my background is admissions advisors, where I would help you get into school to either complete your GED program and or get your bachelor's degree and so on and so forth. I was actually working for a truck driving school, helping people get their become licensed to become certified truck driver. So, and then I had a little accident, and So we had to just go into master's queue and just focus on that.
Yeah. And yeah. What was Ike doing before master's queue?
He was actually one of the top salespeople at Team Toyota.
Oh, really?
Yes. One of the top salespeople left a very lucrative paying job to go after his dream. So I'm extremely proud of him.
That's extremely cool. And, you know, when you're doing something that you like, you know, like with what I do, I mean, it's amazing how fast the days go by.
Yes.
And
oh, it's amazing.
How fast
yeah.
the time goes
yeah.
by.
Yes. And that's a really tough decision to make, too. When you have a well-paying job that is going to be there and, mm-hmm. and to follow your dreams. Yes. So that's amazing that
yes.
you did that.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, that does take the most guts, I think, especially when it's well-paying. I mean, yes. if it was some job that was going nowhere, then it's an easy thing to jump off and go after your pleasure and your passion. But, you know, when you have
yeah.
something that's
Yeah, like you good. Say, you're all set up, ready to go. That's harder than when I got into my business. Now, okay. it's the reason I got in, I'm going to be honest with you, is I lost my job.
Okay.
And I was kind of pushed into the corner where – you know, do I go and work for someone at the franchises and there till midnight and doing what they say and have no input? Or do I just kind of step out and just try to do something on my own?
There you go.
So, you know, for me to start, it was more like sink or swim.
You had to.
I kind of had to. You know, where you and I, you kind of had probably things going really good. And
yes.
you're thinking, okay, if we do this, what's on the other side?
Yes.
That's a little bit more risky.
And yeah. yes, it's yeah. scary. Really scary. But again, I couldn't imagine him not jumping out and taking the faith that leap. So I'm extremely proud. Extremely proud.
Steve, you ever think about doing anything on your own? Your boss is.
I've been tempted. Business ownership is something that I've seen it. I've
You're
seen
right.
you know what can happen. And right now, I'm just very happy working for someone who's willing to pay me good money for something that I'd love to do. Good.
Yeah, I want people to remember to call in 769-9577. And ask questions to Michelle or Steve about their products, their businesses, you know, anything.
And you can get 2 free tickets for Region Gourmet tomorrow at the Lake County Fairgrounds.
Or some free tickets for Chef Nick's Eatery, or you go into
Master's Queue and get that 15% discount.
All you got to say is Chef Nick.
Chef Nick, baby.
So, Michelle, what's your favorite food on your menu?
My favorite food would be the jerk wings. I love spicy.
Yeah.
You would think I had died and I've been reincarnated as a Jamaican or something. Mm-hmm. I love spicy. Mm-hmm. I love the jerk.
And those are smoked.
Those are smoked. And that's the other secret.
Wait, is that wings? Jerk the wings?
Whether it be the wings.
Or you do the whole chicken.
Oh, you can do the whole chicken, a half a chicken, a quarter, but the chicken period.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my goodness, you guys. What it is, after he smokes it mm-hmm. and that jerk seasoning is on there, mm-hmm. you still get that jerk spicy flavor, but then you get that hint of that smoke. Mm-hmm. And it's totally different from a non-smoked jerk chicken, if
oh,
that
yeah.
makes sense.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I went when I was in your kitchen, because Ike gave me a little small tour. I mean, I got a small kitchen, too.
Okay.
But it's kept really nice.
Yes.
And I noticed that really... It's all smoke. I mean, you yes. have one fryer.
Yes, one fryer.
And that's it. Everything that's it. Else is smoked. And held.
Yes.
You know, and I'm sure you smoke things and you probably, you know, people have to get there because you don't know. I mean, it's a process. You can't just smoke a bunch of stuff. You only
Absolutely.
Smoke so much. And if
yes.
you run out, I'm sure.
We run out. And it has happened.
And you know what? That's very common for yeah. a barbecue place.
Yes.
A good barbecue place.
A good barbecue place will run out, you know,
right.
sometimes during the lunch rush.
Yeah. And what do you do?
And
what
David
do
you do? From Portage. Actually,
David.
He wants to, I think he wants to spend some of his birthday with Michelle. And
all right. Nice. Hey, Dave.
How you doing, Michelle?
I'm okay. And yourself?
Oh, real good, real good. I was just telling the guy there that I pass by Rub 30 every night, and I just saw the banner that you had put up there.
Yes.
And I drive a truck for YRC Freight, and it's amazing, you know, because I saw there was like a tapas restaurant there, and I was just telling my son, you know, I'd like to try some good barbecue for my birthday.
Go there.
Well,
yes.
I got to go there, right?
Yes,
you got to go
Dave,
there.
You have to go. And definitely when you go, what do you have to say, Dave? Who sent you?
I have to say Master Nick.
You're going to say Chef Nick.
Or just Nick. That's fine.
Yeah. There you go, Master Nick. I like that.
I tell you what,
you like
Dave.
That?
Yes.
I'm going to start calling him Master Nick.
No, please
I
don't.
Like
I'm a team worker. I'm not a master.
Okay.
I tell you what, when you pull in, the first thing you do is you got to smell it. You got to smell it right away. And when you walk in, it's a nice little quaint restaurant. You know, okay. It's got nice. It's got all the boards, and it's they're all nice.
Friendly.
Very, very friendly people. Friendly.
From what I've sampled here, you're not going to be disappointed.
Not at all. Oh. You know, and I find out that people don't. You know, the big franchises and restaurants, they've lost it. Nowadays, everyone's turning back to the small guys.
Yes.
And I tell you what, that's a place to turn off to and go and visit and have some barbecue.
Woo-hoo.
Great. Yeah, I wish you the best, Michelle. I mean, starting a small business, and like I just heard you say that you work for a truck driving school, and I've been driving a truck for 30 years, it's a tough business.
Yes, it
really is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it really is. But I'm definitely going to stop there. I'm going to tell my son. He says, Dad, where do you want to go for your birthday dinner? I says, I want a good steak, but you know what? I'd rather see you barbecue. And he says, let's go someplace. Well, guess where I'm going.
Well, come on, Dave. I look forward to seeing you down in Master's Q.
Can you give her? Can you give Dave maybe one little spice that he would rub on a pork butt or something that help him out?
Lots of garlic.
Lots of garlic.
Something
I like
simple.
That.
That lots of garlic and a whole lot of love, too.
And let me ask you,
there
Dave.
You go.
Steve, do you like to go to, and you got some free time for tomorrow night or anything like that? Because Steve has a couple of tickets.
Oh, talking to Dave.
Right, yeah.
Are you available tomorrow, Dave?
I'm going to see my girlfriend in Granger, but I bet I can get her to go out here.
If you could, we'll get you two tickets for Region Gourmet, and you can do some unlimited sampling of food and beer.
Oh, great.
Would that sound good?
I'd love that. Yes,
okay, so
it does,
Steve, explain to him how he goes about to get in the gate without getting
pummeled. So if you're familiar with the Lake County Fairgrounds right in Crown Point, so you're going to go to the 4-H building. It's one of the ones that's right off of the main street there. And we will take your information down, and you will be on will call at the front gate.
All right. Thank you very much, Steve.
Did Sharon ever get your information down?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she got my address, and I don't think she took my telephone number.
Okay, we're going to have to get your telephone number. And let me ask you this.
Yes.
Have you ever went out to Chef Nick's Eatery? Have you been out?
No, I haven't.
Now, I'm going to throw in a bonus gift card, too.
Wow.
Okay.
So now, listen, now you got to go and drink some beer, eat some food, and then you're going to visit Master Q and get some barbecue.
Oh, thank you, guys.
You
got it
going on, Dave.
Thanks for calling in, Dave.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Thanks
Dave.
For being a caller.
Much. Thank
we
you.
We appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So, Michelle, how many employees do you have?
Right now we have a total of seven.
That's a pretty good amount.
Really fast, can I say hi to everyone?
Yeah.
Okay. Obviously, I want to say hi, Papa Ike. And then we have lovely Andrea. We have Carrie. We have Diamond. We have Lauren. We have Lisa. We have Jordan. And we have Dave. And then Dante. We love you guys. And thank you so much for all the hard work and support that you've given us. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
It's really nice when you have a good staff. Yes. Things happen so much smoother, as I'm sure you know.
Oh, I wouldn't be here if I didn't have a good staff. I wouldn't be here.
How long has your number one guy been with you?
Oh, my number one guy has been with me for like 4 years.
Yeah. And wow. When you have someone that can stick by your side and knows exactly what to do, it makes all the difference.
It does.
And we're going on our sixth year of business coming up in February.
Congratulations.
So, like I tell every business owner, you know, the first couple of years, like they say, it's a little tough.
Yes.
But once you get rolling and people get used to your items and you get a name out there, then it becomes a little bit easier.
Okay.
And then, you just take care of them and it should be fine.
Good. We need all the great advice. I'm serious because
we
want to be here
very
forever.
Good. Majorly
thank you.
Good. Yeah,
thank
love
you,
it.
Sharon.
Love it.
Thank you.
So, Steve, what's your favorite beer?
My favorite beer on tap right now.
Uh-huh.
My favorite beer on tap right now would be our Oktoberfest. I don't get a chance to do many lagers. Lagers take longer to ferment and age,
mm-hmm.
So they usually they tie a tank up, about twice as long as an ale would. So when I do get my chance to make lagers, I really enjoy them. I actually spent a month training in Vienna, Austria at a lager brewery. My heart is with lagers, and a few of the breweries I worked at had like four full-time lagers. So when I get a chance to do them, like I said, I enjoy them fully. So ours is really good, lighter style. Some of them, like Sam Adams out there and maybe like Leinenkugels, they're kind of like an ambery thing. They're kind of thick and syrupy. Ours is more of a German style where it's almost like a darker golden Pilsner look, but it's got that really deep malt to it with, like I said, just a kiss of hops to kind of balance all that maltiness out.
Awesome.
Entirely drinkable.
Can I ask really fast, what am I having?
You're drinking the Oktoberfest.
It's so awesome.
Yeah, that's why it's my favorite, because you can have multiple glasses of it and it's not going to gnarl your senses too bad.
Yes.
You know, I love IPAs as well, but you know, you have three or four IPAs and you almost want to scrape your tongue sometimes.
Yes.
The hops are so bitter.
Yes.
And, you know, it's like, hey, give me something I could actually drink now. And we have really good wide variety of beers at the brewery.
You know, how many you got on tap?
Right now on tap, I think we have 15.
Wow.
I try to make a beer for everybody that's going to walk through the front door. So our lightest style of beer is our Maisy Cream Ale, it has a percentage of corn in the recipe.
Your stuff is starting to sound like dessert.
Yes.
Yeah, right, sure. It's a very light drinkable beer. We call it a training wheels beer. So if somebody comes in and wants a Bud Light or a Miller or something, we recommend that to them. And 9 times out of 10, they'll say, just give me a glass of it. It's delicious.
And what's a Little King's like?
A Little King is a cream ale as
I'm not much of a beer drinker, but when I do drink it, that's what I drink. It's more like a cream ale. Am I wussy? I'm a wuss.
No, at all. You know, I tell people all the time, drink what you like. You know, it's the people that don't drink I don't trust.
I'm not like that with hot, though. I am not like that with hot. I'll eat hot.
Spicy.
I don't mind spicy. Maybe not the California Reaper.
Yeah, Reapers or ghost peppers for me. I like spicy, but I don't like hot.
Yeah, my son bought some of that California Reaper from Amazon, and I told the story that it's amazing how that stuff was so hot. We ended up throwing it away because I felt like it was dangerous.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
You can hurt yourself.
Yes.
And all I did was grab the packaging and threw it away, and I'm eating an ice cream sandwich, and I threw the last piece in my mouth, and I was on fire because
I
touched the packaging. And I'll tell this story. It's like, I think it's 1.3 million skull levels. You know how they determined that? I've said it. I don't want to sound repetitive, but the way they determine that is they juice up the California Reaper and put one cup of juice, and it takes 1.5 million cups of water to make that taste like water.
Oh, that's it?
What?
Yeah, that's how they get that scald level. They level out all the different peppers and how hot they are. That's the scale.
I just want to run to it.
Scorpion one, too, or something?
Yeah, I think that's the next one. They're just kind of like breeding them now.
Yeah.
they're just creating peppers.
Well, I've seen on the cooking shows where they're actually wearing respirators
to
cook with it.
Right.
Your eyes will burn out.
That or it'll throw your breathing system off. Because I don't know. Do you guys put barbecue sauce on your stuff when you smoke it?
No.
But you notice sometimes when you have something barbecued in the oven, you open the door and it takes your breath away?
Yes.
That's because of the peppers and the vinegar that's in it.
But I also agree with both you guys, just to piggyback, when we are seasoning the jerk, that pepper, that seasoning, it is so strong that you're coughing. Yeah, it's just that
it gets your respiratory system.
Yes, it's so strong.
So this is Tom, for those of you who are listening out there.
Tom,
hi, guys.
I'm
Sharon for a moment. And speaking of ghost peppers, I made Sharon eat one of the really hot popcorns from last week or two weeks ago.
Last week,
and she's still recovering. She's still recovering from last week from Chicago popcorn. But I guess the question is, I mean, you think barbecue and beer, it goes together really, really well. So I'm a fan of cooking with beer. Can you smoke with beer? Is that something
absolutely.
Okay, you want to give me some insight,
absolutely,
some details on there? So, like, if I take a growler home and I convince my wife to go ahead and smoke with beer, how am I going to do that?
Well, actually, you're going to marinate it first. Okay, so
you marinate in the beer.
Yeah, there you go.
In the liquid. Okay,
there
and then
you
throw it into the smoker.
Then you throw it in a smoker.
All right, so what would you recommend at Crown Brewing then? Say I've got a rump roast, I've got a big roast at home. It's that time of the year, right? It's starting to cool off.
I think it depends on what you want to go for. If you want to go for deep flavors, you're going to do something dark, like a porter or stout. If you want to go for a lighter beer flavor, I would say something like our Oktoberfest or maybe a brown ale, something on the lighter side then.
Okay.
So I would stay away from the hoppy beers, though, because that's going to add bitterness, and that's not going to accompany the
meat
very well.
Right?
So I wouldn't do anything with that as far as a marinade.
Yes.
Okay,
so,
I do a beer batter. When we get to Lent, and we make it from scratch
for the fish, right?
For the fish
fries.
Actually, what I do is I put ouzo in, plus beer.
So you get that little licorice-y kind of note.
So what beer you recommend? I'll tell you what I use.
I would think like a middle of the road beer, like a brown ale, would be perfect.
So I use PBR.
PBR. Okay. You can't go wrong.
We need to get some Crown Brewing deep fried fish from Nick's for
Lent next year.
All right, so if I'm doing a roast, I want a fall roast, right? So I want that darker beer.
Yeah, I would go like a stout or a porter.
So what about you've got the pumpkin ale.
That might add too much spiciness, because there's a blend of spices in our pumpkin ale. I would go maybe the coffee porter.
Or the award-winning, I can say this, the award-winning Crown Brown.
We'll be back next week.
Okay.
Yes, Crown Brown will be back.
That. All right, I'll give Sharon back the seat. Thanks again for joining us here in studio. Oh, yeah, by the way, the phone number to call, 219-769-9577, 219-769-9577. I'm going to go back and sample some more beers to figure out which one I'm going to soak
the most. Are you going to actually bump Sharon out of the way of that table now?
I'm going to have to. Sharon, you can get back to your job here at the board and hosting all things
considered. Make sure you wipe those fingers down. We don't want sticky boards there.
Oh, they're wiped. I just had the Masters Hot. That was delicious.
Great.
That was a
not too hot.
Move on my part,
nothing compared to that popcorn.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, that nearly killed me.
Michelle,
Tom made me do it.
Why don't you give out your address and your phone number again?
Okay, you would think that, all right.
I tell you
what.
She hasn't had too much beer.
I tell you, here's the address. It's 2486 81st Street, US 30 in Merrillville. And I know it's right in front of the ARC Pet Shop.
Yes.
Shop. And I know if you go into that parking lot and all you do is roll down your window, the smell will take you there.
Yes. And you can also call and place your orders in. It's 219-525-5401. Or you can visit our website at mastersq.com.
You know what? I think we have something in common. I grew up in Aetna.
Okay.
And I think your husband went to...
Right.
I went to Kennedy King and then in Wirt.
He worked?
Yeah, he graduated from work. Did you grow up in that area?
No, I'm from 85th and Palina as a young girl and then moved to Glenwood, Illinois as a teenager. So grew up in Glenwood for the most part.
So me and your husband probably had the same stomping grounds, except he's 10 years younger than me, so I stomped him first.
There you go. There you go. Rock, paper, scissors, smash.
So let me ask you, Steve. You do pops.
We do some handcrafted gourmet sodas, yes. Our most popular is our root beer. It took me about 5 to 7 years of tinkering around with different recipes to come up with our current recipe, which is now I've been making that same recipe for close to 10 years.
I had the sodas before, and you have some really unique ones. I mean,
we go pretty crazy. Pineapple soda, but we use in some mixed drinks. It goes really good mixed drinks. My favorite that I make is a cotton candy soda. It literally tastes like melted cotton candy in a glass.
I think you did one with. Did you do one with ice cream or no? You did one, and I swear it is like it was just like I was eating whatever the candy was.
Yeah, we've done vanilla cream sodas. We actually just today at the brewery after I brewed, my assistant was making a batch of ginger ale. We have a pilot brewery. It's basically a 31-gallon batch that we can do specialty beers on or experimental beers on. But we also make our ginger ale in there, and our ginger ale has 28 pounds of ginger.
Yeah.
We food process and we boil, and we are adding a little bit of jasmine in it for a little twist.
Yes.
And sometimes we tink around, we might put a little lemon juice or orange juice in there to kind of give it a little tang too. But this is not a ginger ale for the faint of heart.
Mm-hmm.
When you think ginger ale, most people are thinking Schweppes or Canada Dry, where you have that kind of ginger.
Yeah.
No, this actually has a bite of ginger to it. It is wonderful. And then we do Moscow Mules at the bar with it as well, and it's delicious.
I'm wondering, have you ever had a Jamaican?
Yes,
very similar,
like Reeds or
about.
Something like that.
Yes.
Yeah, there's where they really, it's all you take a bite and, or a drink, and it almost takes your breath away because there's so much ginger. That's how ours is.
So when you eat ginger, like on the side of sushi, you know, they always give you a little bit of ginger. Is it kind of like that?
Oh,
it's
fresh ginger. It's grated fresh ginger, and a lot of it.
Yeah, let me ask you, do you guys do parties in your facility?
Well, we're attached to Carriage Court Pizza, which is a separate business. They do decent pizza dishes and some sandwiches and stuff. But there is a party room above there that you can it's not a rent. There's no rent, but there's like a $200 food minimum to get the room, and it's basically a free room. So, you can have parties there. And, of course, in the summertime, which is now winding down, our patio is ever popular. It's always
packed. It's very inviting when I drive by.
Nice. It's nice. It's really good to sit out in the nice warm weather when the sun's shining or on a nice warm night.
That's when I envy you. You know that when I drive by and I see the garage door open, I see all the people out there, and you're doing your job and you're sampling here and there.
It's always sampling.
And I'm thinking, I mean, every job's got stress, but at that point, I'm like, ooh, I'd like to be Steve.
Yeah, and it's actually really amazing how little time I've actually spent in the patio, you know, off my feet with a beer in my hand.
Yeah, you just had the door open. I just kind of seen you, you know.
Oh, yeah. There's always a glass in my hand. Yeah, sure. Yeah, you got to make sure the beer's good. And, you know, one of my favorite things to do is after they clean the beer lines is we call it run the rail, where you try a little bit of each one on tap to make sure they hooked it up right, for one, so they're not selling IPA as cream ale or vice versa, and to see how they taste after the fresh beer lines. And we clean our beer lines every 2 weeks religiously, so once every 2 weeks I'm running the rail and making sure it's all good, and I usually have a big lunch by then.
So that's making sure that the beer is what it says it is.
What it says it is, and just to see how things are. You know, beer always changes. Our pumpkin ale, for example, is a really good beer that will always change. When it first comes on tap, I use a blend of spices in there, so maybe the cinnamon might be prominent when it first comes on tap. A few days later, you might get more nutmeg. A little bit after that, you might get some ginger or some allspice. So it's one of those beers people come in and say, oh, well, you changed the recipe. I says, no, I didn't change the recipe. The beer's changing.
Yeah.
Or your taste buds change a little.
I'm curious, though, about when you you said that you tinker with the beers and the recipes, and it took you like 5 years, 6 years to get the perfect root beer recipe. Do you have to, like, each variation when you're trying it and doing the trial and error, do you have to write down
you write down what you do, and then you write down comments on I like this, I want to try this next time, or a little bit more of that, a little bit less of something. Yeah, it's like creating a recipe.
Plus,
you want to get the perfect recipe and then not remember what you did, not be able to recreate it.
Detailed notes are the key.
Michelle, you sit there and I'm sure you guys taste your food all the
time. Yes, we taste it all the time. And just to piggyback off of what you were saying, when people say, well, did you change? Because we've experienced that too. It's like, no, we didn't change anything. Sometimes your taste bud, that palate, it does change. You could have just eaten, I don't know, a peppermint. You come in and it's not going to taste exactly.
Or you have a cup of coffee, or you just brushed your teeth or something like that.
Yes. So it's going to change it. It doesn't mean that, you know, we've done anything differently. Right.
I am with recipes. Because we make batches of things from scratch, and sometimes when we first come out with it, it seems fine. Then as we're making it, all of a sudden it seems thicker, or it's this or that. So we have to make the adjustments.
Yes.
And every day I do taste feta and olives. I make sure those feta and that olive taste good.
Well, you know, and one of the beauties of being a small brew pub is we have the liberty to change things.
Yes.
I recently just changed my hop supplier for our Special Forces IPA.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We're now using Howe Farms hops. He's a hop grower and farm in Crown Point, and he's got a 5-acre hop farm.
Oh, that's cool.
And now I'm dry hopping, which I'm actually adding hops after the beer has been brewed to kind of give it a nice little floral punch.
Okay.
And we're doing that now, and so we're supporting a great local guy who's making amazing products.
And it's
helping the beer out too. It's got a fresher product. It's local. It was made from 5 miles away. Some of those hops.
Believe me, if I had a liquor license or something, I'd be buying beer from you.
I think we were probably having it in the restaurant. Seriously,
that's the way you do it.
You
got to do it because the big guys
people like local.
That's what I feel. I feel like things are turning back to becoming more local.
Yes.
You know, the big franchises and stuff, they're out there, they're powerful, but I think they're kind of running their course a little bit too.
I agree.
Because they don't have control of everything, and they're really weakening their products. Their products don't taste as good, the portions are not as good, and their prices are higher.
Yes.
What I did notice is some of the employees that come from someone that work corporate seem to be better because they were trained corporate.
Right.
So they got that going for
them. Right. You're right about that. Sometimes you get people from the places, they're trained, so they kind of know what's going on. You just kind of mold them yourself.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying the other stuff.
The food and all that.
It's not like it used to be. We were just talking about in our kitchen too, but you know, that's why the small guy is going to get stronger.
Yes, I agree.
So, Michelle, what else do you make other than smoked items in your...
We do have some desserts. We call her Mama T. Her name is Mama T, and that's Lisa, where she does all of the desserts from scratch. You guys, she just made a tropical fruit salad. I've never had it before. I'm not a marshmallow person at all. But it was all type of fruit. It was apples, pears, pineapples, cherries. And I think she used, because I believe I can tell what you use when you cook.
Uh-huh.
And I believe she put cream cheese in there. Hopefully I'm not giving away all of your recipe. But the marshmallows, you guys, gave it a total different taste. So that was delicious. She makes a great peach cobbler.
Yeah, those. Didn't you bring that?
Yes. Yeah. I'm not sure if I bought the peach.
If you brought it, I'm
apple,
sure it's gone by now. But
or cobbler.
I thought I saw cherry.
Or cherry. Yeah. She makes that too. Cornbread. I didn't bring you guys the cornbread. Sorry. But she makes really, really good cornbread.
Uh-huh.
And when you have greens,
yeah,
you have to have cornbread.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry.
I'm just wondering if greens are the same thing as when I grew up. We used to call it horta, and horta means grass in Greek. But it looks just like the greens. And actually, my grandmother, well, real quick, 769-9577. We got about 5-6 minutes left. Call in if you want to get that gift card because time is running out. But she used to actually go out in front of my yard, find dandelions, pick them, and then boil them, and we would eat them.
Isn't that something?
And I think it's the same.
It's almost, but
you got to boil them forever.
Forever.
Yeah.
Forever.
But I like a lot of lemon juice on it. That's just how I grew up with
and
it.
And see, my thing is vinegar.
Yeah.
That's my substitution.
Maybe that's
same thing. Yeah, because it's still that acidic-y, citrusy type of taste. Yeah.
Hey, Steve.
Yeah.
That building you're in is really a cool building.
Yeah, we're in a historic building.
Tell us a little bit about it.
The building
that
we're in was the boiler house, hence the big chimney.
Uh-huh.
And that's what supplied steam heat to all the jail cells of the old Lake County Jail that Dillinger escaped out of.
Wow.
So that's got a lot of history. The brewery is actually in a garage that was built next to the boiler house. I believe that housed a Meals on Wheels in the 1970s, and it may have changed hands a few times since then. But it's a perfect space for us. The only negative is we sometimes have to deal with what I call the hysterical society. I mean the historical society.
I like that.
So it's very difficult to make improvements or changes, especially to the facade and things like that. We just can't add an addition or knock down a wall and expand out without going through the proper channels, which can be pretty tedious and time-consuming. But it's really amazing what we can do out of such a small space.
Yeah. Who put the crown up there?
You know, our owner Dave Bryan did. A funny story is when they were filming Public Enemy with Johnny Depp.
Okay.
Yes.
Part of that was filmed in Crown Point.
Right.
We were under construction. I wasn't quite with the company yet, but they had a sky lift and they were tuck pointing the old chimney and they took off like 8 or 10 feet of the crumbly top and they were getting ready to put the crown up there. And the director of Public Enemy came over and said, "You have to take down your sky lift. It's in our shot." And our owner's like, "Yeah, well, we're renting this thing for so many dollars an hour, and we're paying these tuck pointers up there, you know, so many dollars an hour." And as he's talking, the director pulled out his checkbook and said, "How much do you need to put an end to it right now?
Wow!
You know, it's in our shot." So,
wow.
and it's funny that I think they were filming in Crown Point for 2 weeks,
right?
And it was literally about maybe a minute and a half of the movie.
Of
this scene where they're, Dillinger was running away from the square or something.
So, down the line, you ever think about, Michelle, maybe, and I've seen it out there, where you start smoking, because there used to be a place around here that used to sell ribs. I don't know if they still do, where they cryovac them.
Okay, I'm not familiar.
Who's the company? But you ever think about doing any retail down the line?
You know, why do I keep saying hubby, you guys? That's because that's what I call him. But
right.
Ike and I, we've talked about it. We would love to obviously get into grocery stores.
Mm-hmm.
We've even set back, and you know how you daydream and you mm-hmm. want your life to go. We would love to be able to be a part of like Meals on Wheels, things like that. Just be able to give good food to people who haven't had it in a while. That's all. Just bring back that old good feeling.
I'm trying to think of the rib company, but the grocery stores, there's a rib that's pre-cooked and it's barbecued and it comes cryovac, and it's really popular. And I think it's gone away. I think the place might close, but I think there's a market for that.
Yeah, okay.
Same thing with the barbecue, pulled pork and stuff
yes.
in the tubs like that.
Yes.
At our restaurant, we do a pork butt.
Okay.
I don't have a smoker. We do roast it for about 10 hours.
Oh, nice.
And I do season it really heavy, and I put some liquid smoke in there. And we sell quite a bit of pulled pork.
Okay.
But we do it two different ways. We do one on a Texas toast that's garlic with our own homemade barbecue sauce on it. And then we do one that's called a Cuban pork. And the Cuban pork is ciabatta bread, which is a huge 6-ounce ciabatta. And what we do is we take the pork and we put it on the grill, and I put lemon juice on it. We chop it up a little bit. Then we make our own garlic dressing. We put garlic dressing on. Then we make our own hot sauce. We put hot sauce on. And then we put Swiss cheese on it. I told Ike about this one. I gave him some gift cards to come in and get it, too.
Okay.
We have a carryout. I have no secrets. I have no problem telling anybody about food because you know what? You can look it up if you want, or you can ask me.
That's true.
It's easier to get it from me probably. And then we put ham on it, then more Swiss, then we scoop it and put it on the ciabatta and we cap it, and I cover the whole ciabatta with olive oil, and then we press it on the grill, and then we turn it and press it again, and then we cut it in half. And it is one of the best sandwiches. And you know, you get ideas like that from anywhere. Like I was watching Rob Emanuel on TV at an opening where they had little Cuban pork sandwiches, and they were making, you know how Chicago is. Yeah. Everything's a big deal.
You know?
It doesn't matter if these people are just making peanut butter and jelly. Yes. It's a big deal. And I saw that, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to come up with our own. And I tell you what, we sell a lot of pulled pork. A lot of it. And we get a bone-in pork. That's how we do it. We get the butt that's bone-in. Yeah. I feel like the bone gives it a little bit more flavor.
I agree. That's the way Ike does it also.
So what do you do for catering?
Everything. Right now, I know when we started from our home, we would just cater to, you know, just our friends and family. But right now what we're trying to do is get ourselves out there to car dealerships. Mm-hmm. We've catered to several car dealerships in Northwest Indiana where they love, 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 love our food. Mm-hmm. So we figure if we can do more of those type of things, you know, maybe, you know, cater for someone like you guys here at the radio station. Mm-hmm. That way just to get our name out there.
Yeah, because
we're still learning. We're still trying to tweak that part.
The one thing about catering.
For Christmas parties and
yeah.
stuff.
Christmas, sure. Yes.
Just remember, when you do catering or sell a keg, it's one item, but you cover 50 or 100 people or 25 people.
You're getting a lot of exposure.
You get a lot of exposure off of catering. So that's a really big thing with catering is always try to keep your foot always in the catering game because that helps spread the word.
That's true. Great advice. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a good marketing tool, isn't it?
Yeah, catering.
Certainly, yeah.
Yeah, it's very good. And then when you do it, you make sure you put your business cards out there and, you know, so forth and so on.
Yeah.
So what retail stores are you in?
Pretty much every liquor store in the area.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I've said it in the past. I love your packaging is big to me because I was in the grocery business for 21 years.
Okay.
And it's all about eye appeal.
Yes. And
I love those bottles.
Yeah, we actually brought growlers today, but a few times ago we did bring bottles where each bottle has their own graphic artistry. We're lucky enough to have someone in-house do that for us. One of our awesome bartenders, Ashley, is also a designs all of our labels for us.
Nice.
And everything we do is all by hand. We're hand bottling. We do have a somewhat of an automatic labeler because we are going through volume. And we recently just started doing some canning as well. So we have our canned product starting to hit some of the store shelves in a small scale right now. But it gets our beer out there. It gets
so
our product out there.
So you ship it to someone to can it for you?
Oh, no. We're doing it all in-house.
Really? Do you have your own trucks that go out?
Well, we have a delivery van and we have.
I've seen your van.
Yeah, it gets around. And Friday is usually delivery day, and it could be anywhere from, you know, maybe 10 stops on a slow day to maybe to 25 stops on a busy day. Like I said, everywhere from, I think we just branched out into the southeastern suburbs of Chicagoland, like my Homewood Lansing area.
Okay.
And so, well, we're ever growing. And now that we have a little bit more capacity at the brewery, we'll probably increase our distribution.
I'm almost guaranteed my brother has visited your brewery. I'm sure, because he told me, Shell, I want to take you to a brewery in Crown Point. And I bet you, I can almost guarantee you, my brother's been there.
Cool.
He loves IPAs.
So we're winding it down here. We're down to the last few minutes here.
Yeah, just a couple of minutes left.
So, Michelle, I'm going to give you an opportunity here to talk about your business and try to lure people in. Tell us about it one more time.
Again, you
and
guys.
And your phone number.
Okay, we're brand new. Again, this is Michelle representing Master Q. We're located at 2486 Lincoln Highway in Maryville, Indiana. We're right off of Taft, right across from Great Escape.
Right.
And what we do, you guys, we smoke everything. When I tell you everything that we make is done from scratch with love. Let me take that back. Our Southside barbecue sauce, that's not from scratch. That's from the South Side of Chicago, just to be clear on that. But we smoke everything. Everything is made with love. We're looking for you to all please come out, partake, enjoy the food, share, tell your friends and family. We just want you to spread the word and come out and have a great time. And then who knows, once you leave us, You go see Scott, get you some great beer. Everybody's happy. Oh,
yeah. Steve.
Steve. I'm sorry. New star with an S. I'm sorry. Steve.
Yes.
Steve, what do you got to say before we head out?
Well, I'd just like to plug tomorrow one more night, Region Gourmet at the Lake County Fairgrounds. Unlimited sampling from some of the area's best restaurants and breweries. $49 at the door, 6 to 10. It's going to be a good time. We're open 11-11 every day. We have a beer for anybody that walks through the front door. Everything from a light cream ale all the way up to barrel-aged beers, usually on tap.
Well, I like to say to everyone, thanks a lot. We'd like to thank Michelle again from Master Q, Steve from Crown Brewery, Sharon for running the boards, and I'm Chef Nick with Let's Eat, and we'll see you next week.